What does it take to be happy? Many of us have been led to believe that it means making fundamental changes in who we are, achieving material success, and accomplishing all this under our own power. But there's another framework, one that Stephanie Harrison lays out in the new book, New Happy: Getting Happiness Right in a World That's Got It Wrong. Stephanie is the founder of The New Happy, which produces a newsletter, a podcast, art, and other programs to help people achieve lasting happiness. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Harrison. I'm an expert in the science of happiness and founded a company called The New Happy, where I teach millions of people how to be happier. Today, I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from my book, New Happy. Insight number one, everything you know about happiness is a lie. When I was in my early 20s, I had everything that I thought would make me happy. I had a prestigious job, lived in New York City, and had complete freedom. And yet, I was absolutely miserable. At first, I ignored my emotions. Then, over time, I started to experience even more challenges, getting physically ill, struggling with my mental health, feeling incredibly lonely. One day, I found myself lying on my bedroom floor, sobbing hysterically, wondering why, despite all of this, I was so desperately unhappy. Then I had a moment of clarity. What if it wasn't that there was something wrong with me? What if instead I had been lied to by the world around me? Perhaps everything I had ever been told about what I needed to do to be happy was wrong, and if I changed what I did, I would finally find the happiness I was looking for. At that moment, I didn't know exactly what the lies were about happiness, but now, after 10 years of research, I do. I call it old happy, our society's incorrect definition of happiness and the culture we've created around it. Old happy begins with the messages that we receive as children from our families, all the way through to the media we consume today and the institutions that enforce it. Old happy comes from three cultural forces of individualism, capitalism, and domination, which tell us that in order to be happy, we have to perfect ourselves, we have to do more and more, and we have to do it all by ourselves. Here is the devastating truth. The pursuit of these objectives won't make you happy. In fact, both research and experience show that it will actually make you miserable. Insight number two, the first step in living a happier life is unwinding old happy. Due to old happy, Americans are struggling with unprecedented levels of unhappiness, illness, burnout, and loneliness, and yet, just like I did, have no idea what's wrong or what they need to do to feel better again. The evidence that I've amassed about the harms of old happy is astounding. If we want to live truly happy lives, we have to start by letting go of our old happy beliefs and adopting new ones instead, ones that actually help us. There are three key shifts that we need to undergo. First, old happy taught you that you're not good enough, that there's something wrong with you. Instead, you need to start seeing that you are worthy exactly as you are. Second, old happy taught you that in order to prove how good you are, you have to achieve a certain set of external goals and be successful. Instead, to be happy, you need to focus on expressing yourself and growing as a person in whatever way feels authentic to you. You are not defined by your successes or failures. And third, old happy taught you that you have to do everything by yourself. Instead, to be happy, you need to see that you are connected to others and that no one does anything alone. We are social creatures who are wired to need support and to give it. You are inextricably connected to other people. The best way to start unwinding old happy is to name it when you see it pop up in your life. That helps you to separate it from who you really are. When you feel the pressure to overwork, say to yourself, "That's old happy, not me." When you judge your appearance, remind yourself, "I'm comparing myself to old happy's made-up standards." When you feel like you can't ask for help, tell yourself that no one ever does anything alone and it's perfectly human to need support. Insight number 3, the real secret to happiness is counterintuitive. Once we've named old happy and started to unwind it from our lives, we can now discover the real secret to happiness. If you want to be happy, you need to help other people to be happy. This is the proven path to well-being, one that I discovered through my research across multiple fields. Everyone wants to live a happy life, and the way to experience that is through finding ways to be of service to one another. Helping others is scientifically proven to benefit our well-being. It connects us to one another, and it's how we find a greater purpose in life. It doesn't just improve your mental and emotional health, but your physical health too. In fact, just like we have a need for food and shelter, we also have a profound need to go beyond ourselves and to help other people. Many people have a narrow definition of helping. We think of it as going out and volunteering. And while that's a wonderful way to help, we need a more expansive understanding of this concept. You help by listening to your loved ones, by holding the door for someone, by collaborating at work, by sharing your ideas and unique perspective, by encouraging others to be their best. In every single day, there are countless ways to help, which means there are countless opportunities to experience happiness. Insight number 4, you possess unique gifts that need to be shared with others. What's the best way to help other people? I argue that it comes from building a life where you can share your unique gifts with the people around you, whether that's in your family, in your communities, at work, or even with the broader world. There are 3 types of gifts that all human beings possess: humanity, talent, and wisdom. Your humanity is who you are as a person. It's your character, your best qualities, your good and loving nature. When you call a friend to listen to them talk about a challenge, or take time to play with your kids after work, or smile at a stranger on the street, you are using your humanity gifts. Your wisdom is what you have learned. Each of us has lived a completely unique life, packed with experiences that teach us important and meaningful lessons. That wisdom can be used to help other people in countless ways, from helping them through hard times to preventing those hard times from ever happening. And your talent is what you can do. Talents are cultivated through our time, energy, and effort. Every single one of us has the power to either develop new talents or to deepen our existing ones, using them to inspire others and make powerful contributions. Your gifts are what make you you. When you start to use them in service of others, you'll experience profound joy, purpose, and contentment. That's what New Happy is all about: being yourself and giving of yourself. Insight number 5, your happiness has the power to change the world. When we live by old happy, we are not only making ourselves miserable, but we're contributing to the creation of a world that makes our collective unhappy too. It only leads to competition, judgment, disempowerment, burnout, and isolation. No one wins when old happy is our dominant understanding of happiness. But when you adopt new happy in your life, all of that changes. Through your daily actions, you're now contributing to making the world a better place. By helping others to experience happiness, by devoting your incredible gifts to the problems that we face, you are slowly but surely transforming the world into a place where more and more people get to be happy. And isn't that what we all long for? A better, more just, more compassionate world? I often hear from people in my community that they feel so helpless about the state of the world and despair about being able to do anything to make it better. But you can start making it better right now, simply by changing your definition of happiness and living in alignment with it. Working for the greater good is also what facilitates your highest good. Thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed learning more about how to be happier and make the world a better place at the same time.
Thank you, Stephanie. That was Stephanie Harrison with 5 big ideas from New Happy, getting happiness right in a world that's got it wrong. Also, check out our video e-course for Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness by Ingrid Fattel-Lee. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a happy day.